This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The trial of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic has opened at The Hague.
This tribunal and this trial in particular give the most powerful demonstration that no one is above the law or beyond the reach of international justice.
United Nations prosecutor Carla Del Ponte. The former president of Yugoslavia is charged with crimes against humanity and genocide in the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. He's facing life in prison if convicted. This is considered the most important war crimes case since the World War II Nuremberg trials of Germany's Nazi leaders. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli is at The Hague. Sylvia, what are the specific charges against Milosevic?
Well, Milosevic faces 66 counts. These include war crimes and crimes against humanity in Croatia in 1991 and in Kosovo in 1990, and the most serious charge of all, genocide in Bosnia in the 1992-95 war. The indictment accuses Milosevic of a joint criminal conspiracy to create a greater Serbia. The Kosovo indictment alone accuses him of responsibility, along with four other Serbs who are still at large, for the murder of 900 Kosovo Albanians and the expulsion of 800,000 civilians from their homes. Now, altogether, throughout the 90s in the former Yugoslavia, more than a million people were imprisoned or forced from their homes, and at least tens of thousands were killed in the atrocities and massacres of these three conflicts. What's unprecedented about the trial opening today is that it's the first time a head of state is in the dock for crimes committed under his command, and it's a landmark for the new field of international humanitarian law and justice.
What was the atmosphere in the courtroom?
Well, there was a very strong sense of pride on the part of the tribunal members, a sense of achievement, of having actually opened a trial everyone thought would never happen only a year ago. There's, of course, high expectations. Everyone is on uncharted territory and aware that they're making legal history. Security around the courthouse is very high. Only 80 people can get into the public gallery. Most of us are following through a monitor, and we could see Milosevic listening impassively during the opening remarks by Chief Prosecutor Carla Del Ponte. But when she was followed by the Chief Trial Attorney Jeffrey Nice, who meticulously outlined Milosevic's rise to power, the former Serbian leader became more attentive than he's been in the past, and he started taking notes.
How's he planned to defend himself?
Well, first of all, Milosevic adamantly refuses to recognize the court's jurisdiction. He calls it a NATO puppet, a tool of the Western powers, and he claims he's being used as a scapegoat. He's refused to appoint a lawyer and says he'll defend himself to the world public, although there is a group of lawyers advising him on the sidelines. In order to ensure fairness, the court has appointed three prominent international lawyers to act as amici curiae, friends of the court. Now, it appears Milosevic's strategy will be political. He'll probably say he acted in the name of the Serbian people. He'll opt for the historical and envelop himself in the mythological mantle of Serbian defiance, the same one he exploited to rise to power. He plans to put the NATO alliance that attacked Yugoslavia on trial, accusing it of hypocrisy and double standards. And he'll call 30-odd witnesses, including former President Bill Clinton and British Prime Minister Tony Blair, leaders of those countries that once considered him a peacemaker and a stabilizing force in the Balkans.
And how long is the trial expected to last?
It's expected to last at least 2 years. The prosecution has put together indictments for three separate wars into one single trial. At least 300 witnesses will take the stand. There'll be reams of documents and exhibits. Essentially, an entire decade of Balkan history will be relived in the courtroom, and there'll be secret witnesses, witnesses whose names will be revealed only a few days before testifying, and also witnesses whose names will never be revealed to the public.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli at The Hague.